Welcome to Tom Papa's Come to Papa.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Come to Papa, your favorite podcast among all the other podcasts. Hope you're doing well. Hope everything's going great with you. Here we are, coming up on Mother's Day. Did you realize, or remember, or notice, Mother's Day is on Sunday, which means get your life in order. You know what it means. It means trouble if you don't do the right thing. I am out right now in Syracuse, New York, where I am about to go act in a movie. That's why there's gravity to my voice. I am an actor now. I start off the tour in Nashville with Live From Here. Then I went to... I'm only talking about my travels right now because it's kind of unique. I know. It's why you get married, because someone will listen to where you've been and traveling and missed flights. That's the whole reason to get married. Have one person who actually cares about this. But our relationship's gone on long enough. I feel like I can share this with you. I started in Nashville at Live From Here, did the radio show, to LA to do a charity show, back to New York for the Come to Papa radio show. This is all next day stuff. And then to Winnipeg, where we last spoke, which ended up being delightful. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. And then Northampton, Mass., Boston, Mass. Yesterday, Boston to Philly. And here we are in Syracuse, where I'm shooting a couple days on this movie, and then I will go back to Los Angeles for, I don't know, 48 hours? I'm not really sure. And I'm very excited. Today will be good. Now I'm not thinking about the act. I'm not thinking about my jokes for a second. I am... showing up, putting on other people's clothes, having people make my hair look different from my hair, throwing a little makeup on, and then say someone else's lines. I get to go pretend. And I have to say, I feel pretty good. I'm speaking, my voice sounds a little tired, I get you. But that's just because I woke up. It'll be fine when I get up and start jogging around. Paul is on a boat somewhere, I think in Alaska. We tried to hook up yesterday, but the time difference and his having to fight some Eskimos on his way to the port city, it was not in the cards. So you'll get a short version from me today before I go put on my actor's duds. Go to tompapa.com and see all of the additional crazy places that I'll be heading. Another live Come to Papa coming up in a couple weeks. And then we're heading to Newton, New Jersey, someplace out in Long Island. We're headed to a bunch of places. I can't get into the places right now. I am an actor. And then we'll be go to paulhasawebsite.com as well. Check out where Paul is. Maybe you can even, I don't know, catch him on one of his boats. I don't even know if he's doing comedy on the boat. He might just be fishing. I'm not really sure what he's up to. Hey, let me start off by saying last time we spoke, I was in Winnipeg, and it was a little bleak. It was a little, I was staring out at a very beige and gray colored cityscape from my hotel window It looked very industrial, very Berlin, Eastern Bloc, gray, misty, cold. Wasn't feeling great about Winnipeg. And then, as in most towns, in most places, very rarely does this not happen, I went out in search of coffee. Coffee has become my anchor. Trying to find a good coffee shop. That was actually a requirement I had with one of my old agents. Just please, whenever you book me someplace, I just want to be able to walk to a coffee shop. Because sometimes, a lot of times, they just stick you in whatever cheap hotel is in whatever town, and you end up by some exit ramp off of whatever major freeway, highway you're near, and you're drinking coffee out of styrofoam cups in the lobby. It's a little soul-crushing. If you have a coffee shop that you can walk to, you know you're in a village. You know you're in somewhat of a town. There's a little bit of a community. So I went out looking with the help of my trusty pal, my iPhone. Left the gray beige concrete block and a right turn here, a left turn here, end up at this amazing place called 4th Street Coffee. Amazing. You open the door and there is everything you need in life. All of these great looking people, there's music playing, there's people reading, there's people writing, there's cute people making coffee, there's the smell of my addiction. And you're like, okay, and there's some flyers up for some comedy shows and a one-man show and some art exhibit and some transgender dance concert. And you're like, okay, there's some life here. There's something in this town. And I hung out, I had a great coffee, and then went for a little walk down a couple other streets. And wouldn't you know, Winnipeg, I fell in love with Winnipeg. Winnipeg is a great little town. And they had these cool little art galleries, and there was like a cool little Asian place where I had lunch. And you're walking along, and there's this old, old architecture, beautiful brick buildings, and some Art Deco stuff. And you're just like, okay, it just kind of makes everything tolerable. I mean, look, if you have to live your life if they didn't experiment on us and they put somebody in a cobblestone street environment and it was filled with people and stimulus and colors and stuff, that human being in the experiment would be much healthier than the one that they put in a motor vehicles type building with nothing but gray and beige and fluorescent lights and a couple mean people and recycled air. That person in the experiment, they would say, okay, the first one thrived and was very healthy, and the other one repeatedly tried to end his life with a stapler that he took from the bureaucrat under the fluorescent lights. That's the way it would go. I don't know what it is. I don't know the psychology behind it. I can make my guesses, but I don't have to. This isn't that kind of a podcast. This is just this is what I feel kind of moment. You go into those little towns and those little spaces and you feel relaxed and at home. And, you know, this is why I'm adding this, because I didn't want you to think that I didn't like the old Winnipeg. And it's the same with every city. If you have limited time and limited resources and you just get dropped into the main hub of any city, I know a lot of people that say they come out of their one trip to New York and they're like, hell no, I could never live there. Well, you were in Times Square. They dropped you on 42nd Street in the middle of insanity. And everything cost at least $20 from water to tea on up. And You are just being drained financially. You're being spun around. There's no relief. You're staying in a tiny little hotel room. And you come out thinking, well, how can people live like that? Well, they don't. No one lives in Midtown. No one. Go to the Upper West Side. Go to the Village. And what do you have there? The same thing I'm describing in Winnipeg. Little tiny streets, families, little places to eat. And of course, the amazing coffee shop. Did a TV taping while I was there, which I'll probably never see. I've done, I don't know, 1,000 TV tapings in Canada for different comedy shows, and I've never seen one of them. I've never, you think, yeah, well, they're so close, it's not that, it's not really that far. It is. Go sit in Canada and watch TV, and you're like, oh yeah, I'm not from here. This is a different experience. This is, it looks kind of like our shows, but they're slightly different. CNN looks kind of CNN-ish, but not really. And which is good. They should have their own identity, and I should go up there when they want to see me and tape a little TV show and say, lovey. I'll never see it. It's almost like pretend TV. But I had a really good show, and it was fun, low pressure, and met some good Canadian comedians. I think it was the only one from the U.S. on that show. And had a great show, had a great time, met some cool people, and then buzzed right out of there. And now I'm here in good old Syracuse with a air conditioner that just started. Here's my travel complaint. I had one night off in Boston, so after I played City Winery, which was a great show, I had one night off before I came over here to good old Syracuse. And I got to, figured I'll catch up on sleep. That'll be my one day to catch up on sleep. I won't have to perform that night, and I'll be all fresh to be an actor. And I stayed in this tiny hotel where you could hear everybody on every side of you. I'm going to turn this off. On every side. And they just kept me up all night long. And I was like, I need a sound machine to drown all this stuff out. That'll make my travels a little better. That'll make me more sane. And I just put the fan on. I didn't have one. So I just put the fan on my on the air conditioner thing. And that thing just hums and goes on and off. And then it dries your whole face out. And it's just, it was the most, of course, the one night I could sleep, it was the most nightmarish night of sleep I've had. And, you know, you can't complain to people because they're literally just talking on their phone to their family at 11:30 at night, which you should be allowed to do as an adult. I'm being the nerdy one. I'm going to sleep early. But you can't call and say, can you whisper? Because I can hear you through the wall. We didn't design this place. We didn't think that cardboard would be good material for a wall. No, we're just trying to get through it. So you just got to kind of do it. So anyway, I found on my... My wife was like, well, how about on your phone? Of course. Why go and buy a whole machine that you would cart around in your carry-on, a little sound machine that you have to plug in and charge up? Go to your phone. It has everything else in your life. So I went on there and found some sound apps, some noise apps, more apps, and downloaded one filled with nature sounds. When I was in college, I used to listen to Babbling Brook. I had a cassette tape of Babbling Brook, and it was amazing until it ran out. Like, you would be lulled to sleep listening to Babbling Brook. It was wonderful, and you just kind of drift off to sleep. And I was convinced I had very vivid dreams when I was going to sleep to Babbling Brook. Problem with the cassette tape, for those of you who remember such things, it gets to the end and it turns off, and the big push-down play button, the size of your thumb, would pop back up and snap and wake me up. There was no more babbling brook. I was back to reality. But I always liked that babbling brook, and sometimes I would sleep through it turning off. And wouldn't you know, on my 2019 smartphone, my best friend, he offers up Babbling Brook. And what did I go to sleep to last night? Babbling Brook. And I kind of made a mistake because you can set it at like 40 minutes. That'll get you asleep, and then you just kind of, that'll be it. And it turned off. And even though it wasn't a big turn off, wasn't a big kang, we're done with your cassette tape, it going off, I obviously heard other noise. So I had to get up and reset it a couple times because I'm not bright when I'm sleeping. And then I extended it through the morning and just let it babble the entire night. And I have to say, deep sleep. Deep sleep. I'm also in a nicer hotel because I'm an actor now. So I don't know if I had monsters on either side of me last night. I don't think so. This feels very, very upstate, kind of nice Syracuse, kind of ski lodgy, kind of a hotel. Weren't a lot of people, and it was a Monday night. Not a lot of people partying up. The big party in Boston when I was there, City Winery is right near the garden where they play basketball and hockey in Boston. And if you know anything about Boston, as we all do, they're insane about their sports. And they're playing, the Boston Bruins are playing hockey in the playoffs to get to the Stanley Cup. And they are literally in and around my hotel, the insane Boston Bruin fans. And on my way to the show, which was pregame, it was a mess, you know, a drunken but excited, still daylight mess, but perfect, you know, exactly what you want. A little energy, some families, some guys that probably in 4 hours are going to be a problem, but they're not a problem yet. Everything seems like it's going just fine. And I finished the show about a half hour before the game is over. So I'm walking home past bars in Boston, and there's people screaming and yelling, and they're winning, it's tied, they're losing. I don't think they were ever losing. I think what most of it got was tie. They scored 5 goals. Both teams scored a total of 5 goals in the third period. It was score, score, score. And the places were going nuts. And the bars were rocking. I, of course, go up to my room and take off my show clothes, watch the rest of the game there. And I've got some work to do on this script, so I'm just going to sit in there. And as soon as the game was over, everybody from the garden gets dumped out onto the streets. And it was hilarious. It was everything you want from a Boston excited. They won the game. Melee. First sound, of course, police sirens. I had to think, nobody could even have done anything wrong yet. But I think that's just a way of letting everybody know, we're around. We're around. We know you're excited. We know you want to flip over some cars. We know you want to smash some windows. Whoop, whoop. Here's a little reminder of what will happen if you completely lose it. Does that stop people from going nuts? Probably up to a point. Probably not crossing the line. But up until that point, they are screaming and yelling. And there was a couple fights right outside my window. And what are you talking about? What did you say? What did you say? Say it again. Say it again. Insane. Fun. Crazy. Totally insane. And the funniest part was, it goes on for about, I don't know, an hour of just people just whooping it up. And then probably 2.5, 3 hours later, there was the one lone fan in this, you know, it's not really a neighborhood. It's kind of people come in, go to the games, go to shows, and go back to their lives. One guy remaining, like 3 hours later, you just hear, yeah, just on his own, just screaming. And then you hear a little whoop, whoop. Just one last guy. Boston was rainy and cold, though, so I'm going to complain to the Chamber of Commerce. All right, so listen, I know this is short. I would love to continue, but I have to go shower up and go do my acting. And I don't want to just keep babbling in your ear holes the entire day. Paul will be back from his Eskimo trip, I think, at the end of the week. So I'm not sure. Maybe we'll do it in the end of the week. Maybe we'll do it the following week. My Patreon subscribers, I owe you guys a recording as well. So I'll do that after I act tonight, and I'll let you know how the first acting day goes. I am an actor. You want to know my first line? The cleaning lady missed a few things. That's my first line. I brought a girl home. I'm trying to impress her. I wasn't ready for it. The cleaning lady didn't pick up a couple things. Obviously, that line was done two different ways, so maybe I should go over my lines right now. All right, I'm going to go shower up. I will talk to you guys shortly. Sorry for the brevity of this. Maybe I'll keep doing more if I have more to tell you later. But for now, enjoy your life.